Welcome. This is Rebecca Bennett, editor at Apparition Lit. Today I'll be reading Electo Chats on Her Smoke Break by Elizabeth R. McClellan, which appeared in issue 13, Justice, published January 2021. Elizabeth R. McClellan is a domestic and sexual violence attorney by day and poet in the margins. Their work has appeared in The Wondrous Real, Illumin Magazine, Utopia Science Fiction, Rejection Letters, Dreams and Nightmares, Strange Horizons, and many more. They are a disabled, queer demisexual poet, writing on unceded Quapaw and Chickasha Yaqui land. They can be found on Twitter at Pope Elizabeth and on Patreon. And now, Electo Chats on Her Smoke Break by Elizabeth R. McClellan for CSE Cooney. Some days I feel bad about the job. Some days we all do. We sisters have endless work to do. Justice came later than us. Aphrodite's sisters twisted to a different purpose, spawn and patricide to punish it. We came bleeding from our eyes, tripartite machine of terrible purpose. They call us kindly ones, in hope that if they die having broken oaths, greeted a guest in less than kindness, snapped at their elderly aunt, that we, who were never human, will indulge their human frailties. They waste their lives with such worry. A true Oedipus or even a Dante comes around so rarely. The lesser list of grievances, legions of legions, even before the population explosions, if written out, would gird Hades a million times round. By the time they are called to give their evidence, most of our supplicants have forgotten the slight, eager to return to the fields of the blessed, but not all. We have torn the throats from 100 generations of fathers who took their child's bodies for their pleasure, of neglectful sons who left their mothers to die in bedsores and filth. We keep a balance. Our kindness is our promise to the living that some things may not go unpunished, that some unseen things are witnessed, remembered, dealt with someday. By we who cannot be entreated, cannot be bribed, who are the true justice of talon and claw, we will never be honored guests. The mortician, the midwife, the hangman have some understanding of our circumstances. The already damned watch for us. The unsure are mostly safe. Our beaks hardly ever drip with blood. We only descend in feathered fury when the equilibrium of the world demands it. Do not fear us when you cross the Styx, unless your father's unmarked grave lies hidden under the coins on your eyes, the metal on your lifeless tongue. That was Electo, Chats on Her Smoke Break by Elizabeth R. McClellan. You can learn more about Elizabeth and the poem at apparitionlit.com in the poetry subsection of the stories page. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll be posting more poetry and stories soon. Thank you.